Kertov, good morning, Boker Tov. We are continuing Parashat Lech Lecha. Today's class should be for the Refu'ah, Shalema, of all the Chodim, B'Tlalam, Hemda, Merchama, Chandushan, and Nathan, Merchama, Nefka, Sarabon, Shalom, and Sarada, Ben, Mechadi, Fabi, Dev, Kab, Dev, Kab, Dev, Kab, Dev, Ser. Shalom, and Sarfan, Melam, Shalom, Chana, Fab, and Miami, Yavidam, and Yechach, Ayah, Sachan, Merchama, Merchama, Nasi, Merchama, Ben, Malka, Miram, Lechadi, Ben, Merchana, Adam, and Merchama, 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 Merchama,
Merchama,
Okay, we are beginning. Parashat Lech Lecha, there's a very interesting story with Avraham Avinu. They come and tell Avraham Avinu, your nephew Lot has been captured. Your nephew has been captured, all of his wealth, all of his possessions, everything, they've been captured. And who have they been captured by? Sodom and Gomorrah. The Torah tells us that there goes out a war of four kings against five kings. The team of five kings is the one that captured Avram's nephew, Lot. So now Avram has the decision to choose, do I go out and risk my life, put my life on the line with these four kings, who are the weaker side, they're not the stronger side, but put my life on the line in order to go save my nephew's life, who didn't really, we weren't on the best terms. We didn't go hand in hand together. Should I do that? Should I risk my life? And they were the ones who captured Lot. Yes, so and Avram, without any question, he goes out and he fights to go and save his nephew. Even on the weaker side, even though it's risking his own life. And there's a concept of a person, when he sees somebody else's life is at hand, he has to risk his life in order to save that other person. Now, without getting to the halakhic ramifications of, oh, if you see somebody in danger, do you have to endanger yourself in order to save them? I don't want to get into the halakhic parameters. But on just the storyline of what Avraham Avinu did, Avraham Avinu, with all of the risk that there was to his life, he wasn't afraid, he wasn't scared, because he understands that saving another human being is the highest of all highest of levels. And Ashreichem to, you know, Hatzalah, what they do for all of Am Yisrael, amazing what they do. They're doing this day and night, every morning, every night, without sleep, saving people's lives. But I want to get even further. For a person to really focus on being able to noseh be'olim chavero, to have to go down and go through the suffering with somebody else. If let's say you know somebody who's going through difficulty, who's going through some type of suffering, or they're upset, what is our obligation? So Avraham Avinu is teaching us, you can't just be a bystander. Even to the extent that you risk your life, you have to go down and help that person. You have to be there for other people. Avraham Avinu is showing us the epitome of what it means to be a good friend in our Torah. Right? We know the Pirkei Avot tells us, you should make for yourself a rabbi, but you should acquire a friend. You should buy yourself a friend. Why buy? Because a friend is a lot more difficult to find, a good friend, than just to find a rabbi. A person can find a rabbi. It's not so hard to find a rabbi. You find a rabbi, the rabbis want to give. To find a good friend, the Pirkei Avot is teaching you, you have to go out of your way. You have to even sometimes use money, because it's not so easy to find. What Avraham Avinu is teaching us is when you see somebody in danger, how you can tell somebody's a good friend is when somebody else's life is hurting, somebody's suffering, somebody's in pain, who comes to his side, who's there for him, who's helping him in his times of difficulty, that's a good friend. That's somebody who's there for them. This is how you define a good friend in our Torah. Avraham Avinu is also teaching us that when somebody is hurt, you shouldn't just bystand and stand by them and watch. You have to go out of your way to make sure you're there for them to help them. You have to make sure that you can do anything in your power to be there for them. And I'm not only talking about extreme situations. There are even small situations. You see somebody who he comes to Kanisa in the morning, you see he has a frown on his face. You see somebody at work, you see he's upset. You have the option of asking him what's wrong, genuinely, and trying to be there for the person, or not. And I've told many stories, but I'll tell it again. There's a very famous story, it's a true story. The way I heard the story, I read the story, was there was a meat inspector, a Jewish meat inspector in Argentina. And what happened was, he moved to Argentina. For many years, he was going into the factory, checking the meats. There was one day in the factory, he was checking the meat in the freezer. And what happened was, there was a blackout in the factory and the electric freezer doors shut closed and he got locked in the freezer. And now he's banging, trying to get out, and everyone leaves the building. And finally it comes nighttime. And, you know, just to give a little background, this person, he was there for 3 years. Every morning he would walk into the factory. There was, you know, sometimes as you're walking into a factory, there's a little guard sitting on the outside. So as he was walking into the factory every morning, he would say good morning to the guard. He would go in, do his work. As he was leaving that evening, he would say goodnight to the guard, go home to his family. This one day, this person got stuck in the freezer. It's freezing. And no one found it. And they're about to close up the factory and everyone's about to go home and he won't last till the morning. And the owner, the boss, is about to lock up the factory. And the guard comes to him and says, there's someone still inside. And the owner says, how do you know there's someone inside? He says, I know there's someone inside. They go inside, they start looking. They see the man, the meat inspector, is banging on the freezer door. They open up the door and they save his life. And he gets on his feet and he kisses the guard. He says, thank you so much. So they turn to the guard, they ask the guard, they say, how did you know he was still in the factory? He said, every single morning this man says good morning. And every night he says good night. Today he said good morning, tonight he didn't say good night. Two words. You think when you're giving words to somebody else, when you're there for somebody else, you're there for them. You think you're helping them. You don't know how much is there for you. You don't know when you say good morning to someone, when you say good night to somebody, when you're there for someone, when you're there by their side, when you ask them how their day is going, when you give someone a smile. You don't even have to say a word. Just a smile. You don't know what that does for a person. Being there for someone, Avraham Avinu teaches us, is such an important thing in our Torah. You can't just be someone who cares for himself. We're not here in this world just to care for ourselves. Hashem, by creating the world and by creating us, is coming to teach us that He doesn't need us. He didn't have to create the world. He did it to give. He wanted to teach us the essence of giving. We need to emulate God and give also. Not only be thinking at the forefront about ourselves, but to think about other people. How we can be there for others. How can we be there for others at times of difficulty, but even at times of not difficulty. When people are upset, when you don't know somebody is upset. When you go over to someone and ask someone how their day, you don't know how much you do for them, but you don't know how much more you're doing for yourself. You don't know how much more Hashem will bless you for being a good person. When you follow in the traits of Avraham Avinu, and you follow in the ways of Avraham Avinu, and you learn from his actions, that he didn't think twice when he heard his nephew was captured, and now he has to go out to war. He's thinking, should I go or should I not? And I'm going to be on the team that is on the weaker end, that may not win. We're 4 against 5, 4 kings against 5. He didn't think twice. There was no question in his mind, because he knew that Hashem was on his side. When you do the right thing, when you're there for other people, Hashem is on your side, no matter what. You can never go wrong by being a good person. Right? I can't stress this enough, because there's so much in the world, that in this generation especially, there's so many people that it's for some reason it's difficult for them. I recently saw someone that I thought they were a very good person. Every time I speak to them, they always put on a very good show. And all of a sudden I look at them and they're standing in a kanisa, and they're making fun of someone. They're standing there, and there was a person with, let's say, some facial hair, let's say a mustache, for example, and they were standing there with a few other people looking at him going like this, making fun of the person. And I looked at them, and I was like, and I was trying to put in my head, benefit of the doubt, whatever it could be, and I said to myself, I said, why is it so difficult for people to be a good person? And not only that, if it's not more important, it's at least as important as any other of the mitzvot in the Torah. We come every morning, we pray, we come every morning, put on tefillin. Being a good person is just as great, if not greater. It's so important for a person to keep this in the front face of his mind. Every moment of life, be careful what you say, be careful how you act, be careful what you say to who you say it. You don't want to offend this person, you want to offend that person, you want to make sure you're careful with what you're doing. Be careful with your actions. This is Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu teaches us, I don't care what anyone else thinks, I'm doing what Hashem wants for me. You have to be there for other people. Be a good friend. Be somebody that after 120 years at the person's funeral, people can come and say, this person was so special, he was always there for me. And not only that, he did things for me that nobody knew about. That's what we have to believe in. This is the path that we have to take. And B'zad Hashem, when we follow in the ways of Avraham Avinu, being there for other people, not even somebody's own brother, not his own family member, his nephew, his distant relative, but risking his own life to make sure that he's there for other people, that is the correct path that we all have to take. And B'zad Hashem, when we follow in that path, we're good people, we're good friends for others, we're there for other people, we will see Hashem return all of the bracha.